From the IT Lab Studios, my name is Rodrigo Leal.
And my name is Kate Golden, and you are listening to the iSchool Weekly Update. Here's what's going on the week of November 6th, 2017.
A reminder that registration is ongoing and will be ending on Friday. We encourage you to meet with your faculty advisor and discuss your courses, and to explore all the offerings within the iSchool as well as other departments. Best of luck. Monday, November 6th. Today, from 4:30 p.m. to 6:30, there is going to be a capstone fair in the Talker Lounge. Go check it out. Thursday, November 9th. The School of Information annual award ceremony is happening from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Littlefield Home. If you have received an award from the school, you are required to attend. Friday, November 10th. If you signed up, don't forget the iSchool Career Summit, Real Advice from the Real World, is this week. Come for lunch, inspiring speakers, breakout panels, and Dress for Success sessions, with a chance to win one of three $50 gift cards. Speakers include Leticia Canuthia, Senior Enterprise Security Architect at Axiom Corporation, Lance Hayden, Chief Privacy and Security Officer at ePatient Finder, Karis Hurd, UX Designer and Researcher at Four Kitchens, and more. If you have an event that you would like to share with the members of the iSchool community, email us at iSchoolWeeklyUpdate@gmail.com with a short description. We are more than happy to share them with our listeners. My name is Eric Graham, and this was your weekly update.
Now we turn to an interview Kate had with the iSchool's Director of Career Development, Beth Hallmark, entitled Steps Toward Career Success.
It is Thursday, October 26th, and we are here with Beth Hallmark, Director of the Career Development Office, to talk about career success and tips and tricks to how to make the most out of your time here at the iSchool. So, hey, Beth, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to the iSchool?
Sure. First of all, thank you so much for this opportunity to talk to the iSchool via this fabulous new podcast. So I am actually an iSchool alum myself. So I came to the iSchool in 2002. And when I came here, it was at the time I registered was a graduate school of library and information science. And the first year I started changed to the School of Information. So I came here to, I was very interested in working as a librarian, came to study while I worked full time, and started to see a lot of connections with what I was learning at the iSchool to the work I was doing. I worked for the state of Texas. I worked in a marketing capacity. And coming to get my master's degree was the smartest career decision I ever made. It really changed and transformed my career. I got very interested in how do we leverage information more effectively in all of the work that we do. And by the time I finished the degree, my salary doubled within 6 months and my master's degree paid for itself. I absolutely love the field of information studies. I think it's so dynamic and it's continually evolving. And as I mentioned, it took my career in so many different new and interesting directions. I ended up going on to lead web teams, working on leading PR and communication teams, public sector and private sector, and just really got to that point in my life and my career where I wanted to do something that would feed my soul and just be joyful. And lucky for me, this position at the iSchool came open for the Director of Career Development. As an alum and as someone who loves the school, I frequently came to panel talks that I was invited to. I came to participate in speed interviewing. In all of the jobs I've had managing teams, I've always encouraged and mentored staff members on their careers. There's nothing not to love about a job like this. So joined the iSchool in September of 2016, and I've really just had a blast. I think we have the best students, we have the best alums, our faculty do the most interesting research. So it's really a joy to be here in this capacity.
You're the perfect person to talk to about this because you've been in the shoes of the iSchoolers tuning in.
Yes, and I have been a hiring manager for 20 plus years. So I literally have reviewed hundreds of resumes. I have conducted hundreds of interviews. I have sat on the other side of the table. That's not always the perspective that a career development director in academia brings to the table, but it is a unique perspective that I bring to the table. So I understand. I've hired for almost every kind of job that comes out of an iSchool. So I've hired writers and editors, and I've hired librarians, and I've hired web developers, and I've hired UX designers, and I've hired data analysts and managed them. So really have that sort of other side of the table perspective.
Awesome. And that is a good segue into our first topic. So what job hunting advice would you give to iSchoolers as they're graduating?
As their job hunting advice, as they're graduating, go big, go broad, cast a wide net, number one. Use every job search tool available to you. It's not one, it's not two, it's not three. You know, thankfully, we live in this wonderful age of the internet, and I think job search tools are getting better and better and better. Job search aggregators, Google has a new job search function. You know, as you know, we have our iCareers, you know, job database. Use all of your tools. That's first and foremost. Number two, we have a document we make available on our website that are job titles to try. And that's a list of job titles our graduates have reported to us. It can sort of spur your job search. Sometimes there are jobs out there that are a perfect fit for iSchool students that you would not think of. So that's another way to go big and go broad and cast a big net. Number three, leverage your network. That's so important. People always say it's all about who you know and it's all about networking. That's not as onerous as it sounds. It's really talking to the people that you've worked with previously, talking to your contacts at organizations and companies that interest you, talking to your peers, talking to your colleagues. When you have an opportunity to go to conferences or when you go to career fairs, making connections, picking up business cards, sort of pushing yourself outside your comfort zone, going to professional networking events, getting involved with student organizations where you have the opportunity to talk to people, you know, taking advantage of career services events where our alums come to talk or we're bringing in employers. That is all about leveraging your network and talking to people. And then lastly is be confident. You've got an incredible suite of skills you're coming out of this program with, and the world needs the skills that you have. So I encourage, you know, all of our students who are approaching that job search, I will tell you, it's unsettling. It's not a fun process. You have to be vulnerable. You have to put yourself out there. You have to face rejection. That does happen. If you're really doing your job search right, you're going to face that. To sort of muster your courage, but be confident and go in the direction of your dreams.
So we sort of talked about graduating iSchoolers looking at the job search, but is there a different time where you should begin the job search? And are there certain steps a student should take at certain phases of the iSchool career that can help with that?
Well, I love this question. So I will tell you, as the career development director, I think your job search starts the day you start in this program. And I don't say that to intimidate you, I say that to motivate you. So one of the first things I recommend for every student that I sit down with for our initial career consultation is start looking now. Start making a study of the kinds of jobs that interest you. You know, I give them this titles to try document. I say, go through this list and highlight just any job title that sounds interesting to you. Investigate it. Make a study of what those jobs sound like. How are they described? Who's hiring for those kinds of roles? But more importantly than that, what is the kind of experience that is needed for these kinds of jobs, what kind of education, what kind of technical skills? Because guess what? That is your roadmap as you go through the program. That's going to allow you to be very intentional and thoughtful about the courses that you select, the projects you take on, the volunteer work you may want to do, the kinds of internship experience you want to gather. And you'll always be comparing it to, how is this filling a gap in my experience, my education, and my technical skill sets that's going to lead me directly into the job that I want in a very intentional way. So from day one, you know, it sounds like a lot of work, but I promise you that everyone who comes to an iSchool loves information, likes digging in. We are not people who are intimidated by too much information. Put those information skills to work, and from day one, start investigating and looking at the kinds of jobs that interest you. It's going to change. It's going to morph over time in many cases. And the second thing is talk to people. Talk to people who have those roles. Do informational interviews. Learn about what does a typical day in this job entail. And, you know, what are the skills I most need to have? Talk to our alums. They're a fabulous wealth of information on what courses would be most valuable for me to take if I were interested in a job like the one that you have. Who are the thought leaders that you follow? What are the books that you read? All those things, and talking to people. So first and second semester is research, study, explore, and start to sort of zero in. It's great. I encourage, you know, it's always important to get an intern, professional experience as you can. Volunteering is another great way to build experience. That's something you can start from day one as well. As you may know, the iSchool has the iGive campaign where we track those hours. Such a great way for our community to also give back to causes that matter. And then as your focus starts to sharpen, you will really, as you're, you know, in your third and fourth semester, start thinking about what's a capstone that I want to do that is going to be an asset for what I want to do when I leave this program, what will be challenging, what's an organization or a company I'd like to work with. So I'm a big believer in making your capstone count. And that's a good time to start exploring that as well. And then for some jobs in government, some in academia, the end of your third semester is not too early to start applying. Some of those hiring processes can take quite a bit of time. But you definitely want to be still, you know, even if you're not going into one of those areas, really refining the places you're going to be looking for jobs. And then your last semester, you know, you're finishing up the program here. You want to, you know, make sure you're dedicating the time to finishing your program effectively. But you're going to be actively job searching as well. And, you know, and don't be in panic mode. It's very common to be in panic mode at that stage. But the panic mode, let it fuel you, but don't let it scare you. And I actually read an interesting article recently that was talking about how when we feel excited about something, it can feel the same as feeling anxiety about something. And sometimes our brain can't tell the difference. So sometimes some of that anxiety you feel approaching leaving the program and the job search, that's also some excitement too, because you're about to embark on a whole new area of your life.
Okay, so you sort of talked broadly about the iSchoolers in general, but there are tracks that we have here at the iSchool, and each one of them sort of have different things and different skills that they need. For each of the main tracks, so libraries and archives, or libraries, archives, UX, what is one thing that they should work on learning here at the iSchool that would really add to their skill set and help with getting a job in the future?
So you may not like this answer, because what I will tell you, the great thing about our program is the flexibility of it. And for anyone who comes into this program, to make it what they want it to be. So it's not that I would avoid the word tracks, because there are focus areas and specializations areas. But those, you know, evolve and grow and expand over time as well. So I would be hesitant to specify if you're interested in this, you should definitely take this course. But I think it's a really great question, because as I mentioned earlier, you want to be thoughtful and intentional about every single thing that you're doing. So the process I would recommend is, again, talking to alums who have been through our program, who have jobs that are the kinds of jobs you're interested in, ask them that question. What were the courses that helped you the most in the job that you have now that you took at the iSchool? Talk to, you know, if you are a first semester or second semester students, talk to those second year students. What have been the courses that have been most helpful to you for your interest area? That's another good reason to be involved in the student organizations. Get to know the faculty here at the school. Get to know their work and investigate what it is and find where that resonance is and what aligns with what interests you. That also can help you make some very smart choices about courses that are going to work for you. So I don't know that I would say if you're interested in this field, you absolutely should take this course, because I think your peers, your faculty advisor, and our alums are going to be the best source to give you a good answer to those questions.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your insights. All right, sort of as a last question for our interview, so we can sort of wrap up, is there anything you'd like to say as sort of some last-minute advice or any sort of events you would like to sort of plug in that you think the iSchoolers would really benefit from?
Thank you for asking me that question. There are always events that I want to plug. Well, most of you may have heard that we're actually doing an iSchool Career Summit on Friday, November 10th, and that is with our advisory council members. That's a half-day career intensive. I know we've had a great RSVP to this event. Those of you who have signed up, please come. We haven't done this before. It's going to be, the title of it is Real Advice from the Real World, and that's truly what it's going to be. So you'll have an opportunity to hear from people who work in so many various aspects of the information field. And they're going to tell you, this is how I look at a resume. This is what I pay attention to on a resume. Here's how much a cover letter counts. Here's how to present and persuade with power. Here is how to, look at your personal presentation. Everything from how do you assess an organizational culture for what to what you wear to an interview. So it's going to be a great day. It's going to include a networking lunch. I'm actually really excited about it. We also have two additional brown bag lunch events. So we did this sort of brown bag power hour lunch series this semester. We thought we'd try it and see, if it's something that students would be interested in and it would be helpful. And we've had great turnout. We have two more left for the semester. One is on November 21st and is about marketing your MSIS. So we are going to have it's going to be a panel discussion with people who have, a Master's of Science in Information Studies and how they've leveraged that skill set in different fields, sometimes alternative career paths you wouldn't think of. And they're all great and interesting people. And then the last one we're doing is on December 5th, and I'm really passionate about this topic, but it is about salary negotiation and how to negotiate for your value. All of us, especially those of us in the information studies field, this is a powerful thing to understand and to know to fight for your value.
Awesome. Those all sound like very worthwhile and useful things for our iSchoolers. Thank you. And thank you for being here for this interview. This has all been very enlightening for me personally, and I know it will be for the iSchooler listeners as well. Thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. And, don't forget, I'm available. I'm at your service. So, we have an online scheduler. If you'd like to schedule time with me, that can be everything. If you haven't done your initial career consultation with me, I highly encourage you to do that. It helps me understand what your interests are, what your goals are. I frequently talk to employers and organizations interested in engaging with our students. And the more I understand what our students' interests are, the more those matches can be made effectively. Then we can do, cover letter, resume review, interview practice. It really runs the gamut, but I'm here to be of service.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
If you want to listen to the full interview I had with Beth, you can find it on the iSchool Info Portal.
So, Kate, are you seeing any movies?
I am, in fact. A bit late, but I'm finally going to go see Thor Ragnarok. I'm very excited.
I'll probably catch it in December when I have more time, but I'm excited to see who's in it, Jeff Goldblum?
Yes, looks very good. I'm very excited. It's all bright colors and 80s comic book cheese.
I hope they don't kill him off. Jeff Goldblum, that is. I want him to just keep doing movies.
Just be in Marvel movies forever?
Yes. The iSchool Weekly Update is produced and hosted by Kate Golden and me. Our correspondent for this week was Eric Graham. Music for each show is written and performed by Kate. Artwork for our show was created by me. Special thanks to Quinn Stewart, Sam Burns, our fellow co-workers here at the IT Lab, and of course our guest for the week, the incredible Beth Hallmark. Each episode of the iSchool Weekly Update is produced at 1616 Guadalupe Street here in the IT Lab studios. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and on the iSchool Info Portal. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, please email us at iSchoolWeeklyUpdate@gmail.com. As always, I'm Rodrigo Leal.
And I'm Kate Golden. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you up next week.